So can a person or should a person sit Shiva for a stepmother? Obviously a very emotional topic, but just from a purely halachic perspective, the Gemara Moed Katan says that kol misabo alav misabo mimo. In other words, if a person's parent or a brother or a sibling is sitting Shiva on someone else, so that since you would sit Shiva for your brother, you would sit Shiva for your father, therefore you also sit Shiva with the brother, with the father, when they're sitting Shiva for someone else. Halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Shinayin Dalet Vav. The Ramah comments, though, nowadays we don't do this nowadays because people are in general mochel. In other words, the brother would be mochel and say, no, you don't have to sit Shiva with me. Therefore, people don't do this. However, the Ramah says, nevertheless, people are knowing for these, you know, for let's say your brother sitting Shiva, father sitting Shiva, etc., that we sit Shiva a little bit with them, or we at least knowing certain dinim avelis with them a little bit. For example, the first Shabbos, up until Shabbos Rishona, you don't do certain things. You don't change your clothes, you don't take showers. So there is some type of avelis for these people. Shulchan Aruch and Siv Zayin explains, well, which people are this? For example, it's your father. Let's say your father is sitting Shiva for his father, your grandfather. This is it would apply. Your brother is sitting Shiva for his son, so you would sit Shiva with them. However, it doesn't apply to anyone who's through a marriage. So in other words, if your brother is sitting Shiva for his wife, or your son is sitting Shiva for his wife, then you don't sit Shiva with them. You're not even knowing this little bit of avelus. However, what's eerily absent is what about your father's wife? That seemingly would be exempt also from this extra dini of avelus, because that's also through marriage. It's your father's wife. However, it comes along the Piskei Tshuva in Os Gimel of Shinayin Dalet and quotes the Tshuva Me'aviv. It says, no. Your father's wife is different, because since you're obligated to do miss a little bit of Shiva for your in-laws, so a father's wife should be no worse. In fact, it's a kol shekein. So says the Tshuva Me'aviv, brought down in the Piskei Tshuva, halacha l'maisa, a person should sit Shiva for his father's wife, especially when his father is still alive. So it's the kavod to his father. For his wife, you do sit Shiva, or you do this quasi type of avelus where you at least keep Shabbos Rishona. So that's one makar to sit Shiva for, or at least do some avelus for your person's father's wife. Second makar is the Ramah himself, in the end of Siv Vav, says that if someone wants to sit Shiva for someone who he's not mechuyev to, ain mochen biado. We don't stop him. Meaning if he feels that he needs to sit Shiva, so there's nothing wrong with that. However, there are some limitations to this. The Piskei Tshuva knows Zayin says, well, one second, that doesn't mean everything. That means that if you're misabel a little bit, but you don't do the full, you know, the full Shiva, he says, anyone who keeps the full Shiva is a hediot, he says. You know, is silly, it's idiotic. However, comes along the Rabbi Kiva Eger and even add more limitations. They only do chalitzas min olim, you only do anything which is, you know, l'chumra. In other words, you want to just take off, you know, your shoes, you want to do anything like that, you want to sit in a low chair, nishkeferuch. However, the problem is once you start, you know, not learning Torah, or you start not having, you know, tashmish on tefillah, that already is a problem, says the Rabbi Kiva Eger, and that you're not supposed to do. However, these are two makoros, that there is some type of Shiva or some type of concept of sitting Shiva for a person's father's wife. So l'maisa, what are you supposed to do? So v'tshuvas v'anagas and l'chilu gimel, he writes that it's a mitzvah to be misabo on someone who raises you, and he says, he brings a raya from the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel said Shiva for Tevi Avdo, and the Rajba explains, why did Rabbi Gamliel sit Shiva for his Ebed? The answer is, since he was so good to him, he was chaviv of him like a beno, like a son. And in fact, Rabbi Salvechik, it's brought down in Nefesh Arav, and in Shuri Arav, Rabbi Salvechik held the same way, that it's a good idea to sit Shiva for someone who raised you as a karas atov, and based on these same Mar Makomos. And in Nishmas Avram and Chelik Dalet Simon Membeis, he also brings from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman that it's a karas atov. It's a nice idea to sit Shiva. It's preferred. It's a mitzvah to sit Shiva for someone who raises you, an aim choreges, a stepmother who you are very close with. However, the Mishnah Halachos in the Chelik Yod actually says the opposite. He says that no, the laws of Avelos are only for certain people. If it doesn't fit these people, if it's not one of the people that you're mechuyev to, you shouldn't. Similarly, it's brought down in the Zikaron Sefer by an article by Rabbi Shlomo Schneider Zatzal. He also says that a person should only sit Shiva for who they're mechuyev to, because otherwise, you know, Shiva has a lot of weird things. He says you sometimes do Minag Akam, there's sometimes Taroves between Anoshim and Nashim. Therefore, we only limit Shiva to the most minimal circumstances. We don't extend Shiva, then more than necessary should be, you know, good things. We shouldn't have to learn these topics.